7h30, les sports en anglais. Kelly et Ben.
Good morning. Coming up in this newscast, FC Ebolova prepare to host Lekki Football Girls in an epic battle with both sides fighting to control the Women's Football Championship. Staff of CRTB Sports and Entertainment Channel have been challenged to redouble efforts to meet the challenges and ambitions of all Cameroonians. Out of the country, UK Athletics has been charged with manslaughter over the death of Paralympian Abdullah Hayayi. Those were our major stories, the news in full. Day 6 matches of the Women's First Division Football Championship in Cameroon will be played this Saturday. FC Ebolova, second on the league standing with 13 points, will host leaders Lekki Football Girls with 15 points in the top match of the day. Eclair Football Girls of SA will confront AS Awa. Amazon FAP will take on Itabong of Kambe. Authentic Ladies versus Jasper of Mayomesala. Cayman Girls against Cyclone FC and Vision Foot versus Louvre Min Prof of Yaoundé. The 2024-2025 National First Division Football Championship in Cameroon enters day 7, day Saturday and Sunday on Stadia in the Littoral West and Centre regions. Legendary Canon Sportif of Yaoundé will clash with 18 times champions of Cameroon, Coton Sport of Garoua. Ben Collins Noiberiwa has more.
The stage is set for an epic battle when legendary Canon Sportif of Yaoundé host Coton Sport Football Club of Garoua. Currently in the 7th position with 9 points, the Cotton Farmers are travelling to Yaoundé with hopes of beating the Kwakums, who are 4th on the log with 11 points to join the top 3 teams. Leaders Colom Sportif of the Ja and Lobo with 14 points will aim to consolidate their lead when they welcome Bambutus of Boda, PWD of Bamenda and Union Sportif of Douala, both with 7 points, will battle to improve their positions. The mid-table clash will pit Star Grenade of Milong against 4th Azure Elite of Yaoundé. Relegation candidates Aigle Royal of the Mongu will face Dynamo of Douala, who are 3rd with 11 points. Astran Panthe of Dendé, both with 7 points, will meet in Douala. Victoria United of Limbe will host drop zone candidates AS Fortuna Mfu. Meanwhile, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda will seek their first victory of the season when they take on Gazelle FA of Garoua, who are second with 11 points.
Ben Collins Naiberi were reporting. The president of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee has promised that Cameroonian para athletes will participate in all Paralympic Games qualifiers so that they can secure many tickets for the 2028 Games in Los Angeles, USA. Jean-Jacques Doudoumou made the statement after he was re-elected by the General Assembly of the committee at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex for another 4-year mandate. Harrison Ashutiko reports.
In the build-up to the 2028 Paralympic Games in Los Angeles, USA, the Paralympic Committee of Cameroon is poised to ensure that they don't only qualify the best para-athletes in the country for the event, but also to take athletes who will win medals for Cameroon in several disciplines. To achieve these objectives, the new executive bureau of the committee under the president-elect Jean-Jacques Doudoumou has been tasked to take para-sport to schools and the 10 regions of the country so as to detect and develop raw talents. They have also already mapped out a plan of action as underlined by Jean-Jacques Doudoumou.
We will have a seminar before the end of March, regrouping all actors of the movement in order to harmonize our interventions. Secondly, we will have precise programs of preparation, and we will try to participate to all competitions to permit us to obtain qualification. In Los Angeles, we want to have an honorable prestation and to obtain medal, because 2 times we passed near the podium.
For the 2025-2028 Olympiad to be a success, the Paralympic Committee is counting on the full collaboration and engagement of the 4 federations, as well as the moral and financial support of the government.
Harrison Ashotiko in that report. 2-time world sambo champion Nji Mulu Seidu from Cameroon has been nominated for the World Games Athlete of the Year 2024 award. The nominees, selected by the International World Games Association, represent top athletes from international sports federations participating in the 2025 World Games in Chengdu, China still in Sambo. Officials in Cameroon will take part in a three-day training camp in Yaoundé this weekend that will be under the supervision of the National Technical Director of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Bayia Ilundu Jacques. Staff of the CRTB Sports and Entertainment Channel have been encouraged to maintain objectivity in their reporting and produce programs that reflect the challenges and ambitions of all Cameroonians. The Central Director of TV, Ibrahim Sherif, representing the Director General, made these remarks at the CRTB production house in Balatu during an exchange forum aimed at evaluating the channel's 2024 programs and plan of action for 2025. Here is an excerpt of an interview of the Central Director of TV, Ibrahim Sherif, after the exchange forum selected by Ben Collins Noiberiwo.
The initiative is welcomed because it's the first time we have this evaluation, which makes us proud of what we have seen on CRTV Sports and Entertainment during 2024. And our ambition is to have the means so that in 2025, we have almost, let's say, the same activities and satisfy the Cameroonian public. The message of the Director General is work, work, and work for the purpose of satisfying the Cameroonian public.
The Central Director of TV, Ibrahim Sherif, talking to Ben Collins Naiberiwa. Out of the country, UK Athletics has been charged with manslaughter over the death of Paralympian Abdullah Hayayi. Hayayi died aged 36 after a metal cage fell on him while training at Newham Leisure Centre, London, in July 2017. The Crown Prosecution Service has charged UK Athletics Limited with corporate manslaughter and a Health and Safety at Work Act offence. Kait Davies, the head of sport for the 2017 World Paralympics Championships, has also been charged with gross negligence, manslaughter, and a Health and Safety at Work Act offence. UK Athletics and Davies, 77, will appear at Westminster Magistrates Court on the 31st of January. Hayayi was training for the World Championships in London at the time of the incident. Before we go, a reminder of our major stories. FC Ebolova prepared to host Lekki Football Girls in an epic battle with both sides fighting to control the Women's Football Championship. Staff of CRTB Sports and Entertainment Channel have been challenged to redouble efforts to meet the challenges and ambitions of all Cameroonians. And UK Athletics has been charged with manslaughter over the death of Paralympian Abdullah Hayayi. And that was the 7:30 a.m. Sports News brought to you by Kelly Eben. Back to you, Shita.